In remembrance of slain Russian journalist Anna Politkovskaya, about 100 mourners lit thin white candles late Monday outside the embassy of the Russian Federation in Washington. Several democracy, human rights, and journalism organizations organized the peaceful vigil. Freedom House official Paula Schriever says her group wants to remember the journalist who was committed to exposing alleged Russian atrocities in Chechnya and to stress what her murder means for the world.
We want people to know more broadly about the importance of press freedom throughout the world and highlight declines there, not only in Russia, but obviously in other parts of the world as well.
Reporters Without Borders official Elza Vidal says 21 journalists have been killed in Russia since President Vladimir Putin took office in 2000. There has been one conviction.
What we can say is that Russia is not a safe country for journalists. Russia has proved unable to protect its journalists.
Vidal says it's difficult to say who is ultimately responsible for the murders, but Committee to Protect Journalists official Nina Ognyanova questions the government's response to the deaths.
Many of these cases, the government announces very early in the case that these crimes are not connected to the professional activity of the reporter. They're most probably just an act of robbery or street murder or like a common crime. And the investigators and prosecutors are not doing enough to look at the professional motive.
Murders like Politkovskaya's, for the most part, occur at the reporters' homes and offices, far away from the battlefield. Organizations like Vidal's Reporters Without Borders say they do not overlook any professional motives.
Most of the ones that have been killed were most of the time speaking about connection between businessmen and political people. They were speaking about corruption. They were speaking about violence. They were speaking about civil rights not being protected.
A journalism colleague of Politkovskaya, Dmitry Klimenko, said the Russian government's hostile attitude towards journalists was in part to blame for the deaths.
It was a societal hit that they had established the environment and the circumstance by which these journalists who spoke out for truth could be murdered.
The Russian embassy had no response to those gathered outside, but organizers of Monday's event in Washington said similar gatherings abroad met different responses, such as one in Nazran in the Russian Republic of Ingushetia.
Unfortunately, the event in Nazran was violently broken up by police. 8 people were detained. 1 person is being hospitalized. And to the best of our knowledge, they are still in detention, and we don't know under what charges they are being held.
President Putin has promised an investigation into Politkovskaya's murder. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Washington.